Yeah, the TN visa program started about 1994 with the signage of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And that's why it's called NAFTA agreement. And that allows professionals from Mexico and Canada to work on 3 years increments under a TN visa workers to many areas that is included in that agreement. So the swine industry has taken advantage of that and bring professionals from Mexico because as a requirement for the TN visa to be granted, they must have a bachelor's degree.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com.
Ralco, proven science, practical results.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me in our podcast studios for this week's episode is Mag Lopez. Mag is an assistant extension professional in swine at the University of Missouri. Mag, thanks for coming back on the show. You're one of our favorite repeat guests here, and you've done a lot of work in labor in general in the industry, being the labor for a while in your career, but then now trying to help producers to understand their labor force and how to get the most out of the talented people we have working in our pig farms. And you've done a survey, a study sponsored by the National Pork Board that's got some good information for people to understand, particularly related to the TN visa workers. You want to talk to us a little bit about the TN visa program as kind of a starting point, Mag? I mean, what is that thing and why is it so important to our industry today?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Johnson, for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here in your podcast. And again, it's just this time is valuable for me and just to spread the word about the work that has been done here at the University of Missouri Extension Department. So, yeah, so this started, you know, when I realized that our producers are well educated in many things, including production. You know, they know what to do. And I think the industry has done a really good job on trying to do many decisions based on research. So I realized that we almost do, you know, research in every aspect of production, security and many things, but I realized that not much work has been done in labor. So it came to my mind along with several colleagues at several colleges in across the United States working in swine extension that we might come with an idea of probably building up a survey to understand a little bit what the TN visa workforce means for our U.S. Swine industry. So happy to share all the information with you and your audience, Dr. Johnson.
What makes somebody a TN worker, Mag? I mean, what is that visa program? You know, you don't have to go into great detail, but big picture, what are we talking about with a TN visa employee?
Yeah, the TN visa program started about 1994 with the signage of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And that's why it's called NAFTA agreement. And that allows professionals from Mexico and Canada to work on 3 years increments under a TN visa workers to many areas that is included in that agreement. So the swine industry has taken advantage of that and bring professionals from Mexico because as a requirement for the TN visa to be granted, they must have a bachelor's degree. So this is very unique. This is not like any other agricultural sector that the educational requirements are minimum. So we are lucky to have these individuals here in the U.S.
When you did your survey, Mag, how'd you collect the data and what sort of information did you gather?
Yeah, we at the beginning, what we did is with people from North Carolina State University, the Ohio State University, the University of Minnesota. We got together and we designed a 36 question survey. We had a mixed mode of mixed approach. We collected the data in person. But also we had some responses through an online survey. Most of the responses were in person, about 210 responses in person across the Midwest and North Carolina. But at the end, we were able to capture about 15 states in total. So it was a very comprehensive survey.
What sort of information did you ask the participants in the survey?
Yeah, that's a great question. We asked them, you know, demographic information, their education, what area did they pursue before coming to the U.S., any other kind of information related to professional and personal goals, why they are here for, what is the reason because they come to the U.S., to try to better understand more how we can help them to get adapted and of course, to retain them within our system.
Well, let's take the audience right to the exciting stuff. You know, what sort of main findings did you guys come up with, Mag? You know, and ultimately, where does the information lead a producer? How can they do a better job of resourcing these folks to be successful?
Yeah, we learned that these people come in, you know, in the late 30s and early 30s. So they come in a quite young stage of their careers. And we found also that 40% of the farms that we survey, their labor was composed by TN visa workers. So quite high labor usage. Most of them, of course, you know, most of them have at least a bachelor's degree, but even 10% of them have a master's degree that they have earned in Mexico. Related to the degree, most of them, about 40%, they are agronomists by training, but 36% of them are veterinarians, and about 22% have a production animal production degree. So it's interesting that they have a background related to livestock, which is very interesting. However, not many have a previous experience in swine. So they have experience in other major livestock species, but not in swine. Other thing that we found is that most of them work in the farrowing house because they are highly skilled. They understand protocols better. They understand how to manage hormones. They understand many detailed processes that that you explain them. You know, once and they will grasp that information pretty quick. So we are looking at people that they have a really good knowledge in terms of livestock production. Other thing that is interesting, most of them come with a raw crop experience. So these individuals have grown in Mexico, rural Mexico, and they have experience, you know, cropping corn, soy, or other soybean or other raw crop, but also they have experience in dairy cattle and beef cattle and also sheep and goats. So it's interesting that they have a lot of experience, but they don't have much experience in swine. So we can probably better manage those people that we can probably start training them from scratch, basically.
I think one thing you can always assume with a TN visa worker is that probably two things. One, like you said, they've got a degree, right? You have to have the degree to qualify for the visa so that you know they can learn, you know they're intelligent. And number two, you know that they are driven because for somebody to be willing to relocate their entire life into a new country, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. So they're intelligent, they're driven. The farrowing house seems like a perfect place for those folks because it's one of the more complex complex parts of our pig production system. You know, it's not doing the same thing every day. You got to make decisions to make it best for the today's situation, but every day changes. So it seems like people are positioning those folks in the right way.
Yes, and based on our experience, it's like they perform really well in the farrowing department. And so it's just like they bring that experience and they bring that innate skill set that they understand the protocols pretty good, and that is also a game changer for our industry as well. Other thing that I like to talk, Dr. Johnson, is like for our producers to understand why these individuals are coming here to the U.S. And basically, you know, most of them, they say, I come to the U.S. because I wanted to get a better salary. I wanted to help my family financially in Mexico. I wanted to improve my English literacy, or because I have a lack of opportunities in Mexico. So this is important for our producers to understand, you know, how can I retain these people? Then you have some ideas here where they can, you know, start to exploring options to better retain these individuals.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Mag, you've done some awesome work here to help us understand the background of the TN Visa employees. What's next for research in your extension department in the labor space? What do you want to learn after this project?
Yeah, so I'm going to launch in the next couple of months a long-term employee survey. So we're going to be looking at employees that have been for the same company or the same farms for more than 3 years. Trying to understand why they're still working in the swine industry, why they're still working in X, Y, and Z farm. So that will lead us to better understand and have a more comprehensive understanding of our labor, not only in the visa space workers, but also the ones that are U.S. born. So we're excited about it.
That's fantastic. Bringing new people into the farm is always a lot of fun, but having folks with a lot of experience at the farm is even more fun because those folks can get a lot of good things done for you. Mag, I really appreciate you doing the work and then also coming on and sharing all this with the audience.
No, thank you, Dr. Johnson, for the opportunity. And I'm excited to looking forward in the future to share my research in the labor space. Thank you.
Well, we get to share our research, Mag, because of the audience. So thanks to the audience for letting us be a part of your day. If you are from new to the podcast, please take a second, subscribe to it. Give us a rating if you enjoyed this episode. If nothing else, just forward this to somebody else that's got TN workers in their operation that can benefit from this information. For Mag Lopez, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been our pleasure to spend some time with you on the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.